For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry.
Testing confirmed that a patient here in New York City had tested positive for Ebola. The patient is now here in Bellevue Hospital.
New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio at a news conference last night at Bellevue Hospital to discuss the first case of Ebola in New York City. That's one of the city's hospitals designated as an Ebola treatment center. De Blasio tried to calm city residents, saying Ebola is a very hard-to-contract disease spread only through bodily fluids.
New Yorkers who have not been exposed to an infected person's bodily fluids are not at all at risk.
Dr. Craig Spencer is the New York City Ebola patient. He is an emergency room doctor at Presbyterian Hospital. He worked with Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders. He returned to the city after treating Ebola patients in West Africa. He tested positive for the virus last night.
And when his symptoms emerged, he was taken to Bellevue by specially trained emergency medical service workers who followed all transport protocols. The patient is now in isolation. The health department has a team of disease detectives who have been at work tracing all of the patient's contacts, and we are prepared to quarantine contacts as necessary.
It's the first case of Ebola in New York City. The 33-year-old doctor returned from Guinea more than a week ago and reported coming down with fever and diarrhea on Thursday. Dr. Mary Bassett is New York City's health commissioner. She said when Dr. Spencer arrived at JFK, he had no symptoms of Ebola. He self-monitored, taking his temperature twice a day.
Well, he did attempt to self-isolate, and we're still getting clear the amount of time that he spent outside of his apartment.
Spencer is being treated at a specially built isolation ward at Bellevue. Again, Dr. Bassett.
That's what's so important about the work that Bellevue has done to prepare for this day, something that they began months ago in August. There is a longstanding isolation unit here, one that dates back to the 1990s and the days of the AIDS epidemic when multi-resistant TB was a real scourge in this city. This unit has been converted for the care of patients with Ebola. There is a small dedicated laboratory on this unit.
City officials say the doctor acknowledged riding in the subway. He took the number 1, the A train, and the L train when he went to a bowling alley in Brooklyn, but this was before he started showing symptoms. The officials say Dr. Spencer was not symptomatic when he went bowling, so they don't think there's room for concern. The bowling alley, though, has been closed and will be checked by the health department. Spencer's Harlem apartment is now cordoned off. His fiancée, who was not showing symptoms, is being watched in a quarantine ward at Bellevue. Two friends he was in close contact with are also quarantined. The Department of Health was on site across the street from Spencer's apartment building Thursday night, giving out information to area residents. I'm Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.